The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Do you struggle to lose weight, have dry skin, and just don't have the energy you used to have? You could be suffering from low thyroid.
Wow. Okay.
I want to be where I was when I was 18.
Yes, me too.
I don't know about you,
I had all the
energy and everything. So it's just a lot of information that is just, it's just not taught.
Coming up, Dr. Terry Denai explains how taking care of your thyroid is a critical part of preventing hormone havoc.
Everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and I'm so glad you're here with us today. It's going to be a little extra special day because I brought back Dr. Terry Denai so we could talk a little bit more about all things thyroid. It's so important to me, and I know that it might be important to many of you watching. She's so insightful, and she knows so much about this topic, and it will impact so many lives, I have no doubt, both men and women. I hope this will be helpful for those who have questions about thyroid health, just as I have had so many questions about my thyroid. And if we don't cover everything that you're hopeful for, I know that you'll find some of those answers in her book, Hormone Havoc. So take a moment. It's a fantastic conversation that we have. Take a moment and listen into this great conversation and enjoy. I am so excited to be back with you, Dr. Terry Denai. Thank you for spending some more time with me because we had so many things to talk about and I didn't even hit on them. One that's so important to me is thyroid.
Yes.
Let's talk about our thyroids.
Yep.
And, you know, we talk a lot about low thyroid. Mm-hmm. Why is that a problem?
The biggest problem is it's so underdiagnosed. And that kind of started in about the 70s when the TSH test came out.
Yes. Right?
You know, so before this TSH test, which stands for thyroid stimulating hormone, came out, the way clinicians treated thyroid is if it walked like a duck and talked like a duck, it was treated like a duck.
Yes.
So many patients are walking in like a duck. And, you know, they get their thyroid lab, their ultra sensitive TSH done, and they're told they're normal.
Right.
They're not a duck.
Yes, that's right.
And so that's a really big problem. And what is really the problem there is the TSH is one lab that tests how is your brain detecting your levels of thyroid in your body. But the thyroid hormone, which is T4 that your thyroid gland makes, it has to convert to another thyroid hormone that actually does the work.
Okay.
And so many clinicians aren't trained. I wasn't trained to look at that T3 or the free T3, and that's a really important one. So many people are walking around with what we call suboptimal thyroid, or, you know, remember earlier when I talked about that bell curve?
Yes.
And in the normal range, right? Well, for free T3, that range is about, you know, 2.3 on the low end to 4.5 on the high end. And that's, again, an average range of a lot of sick, unhealthy people, right?
Right.
So if you're at a 2.4, even though you have all the symptoms, but your clinician doesn't understand that's not optimal, they'll say your thyroid's normal. Now, it's important to understand that so many studies, I teach on this, I teach physicians across the country, there are studies that show a free T3 under 3.0 is associated with higher rates of all-cause of death, heart attacks, cancer.
Oh, my goodness. This is serious stuff.
So you can be in the normal range on that left side of the bell curve and be at much greater risk for diseases.
Oh, my goodness. I love that you talk about the normal range and the optimal range. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until later for me that I was actually understanding what optimal was and why that was important. Because I was a girl that would go in every year and get my blood work, get my labs done, and I would fall within that range. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd be in the higher, sometimes I'd be in the lower, and it was always like, you're great. And then one time I bounced out of the range by just a little bit. And it was like, here, we're going to throw a synthetic drug at you. And I didn't know.
Right.
I mean, to our benefit, many of us just don't know. We go to the doctor and we're told, you've got a problem and this is going to fix it. And we say, okay, and we pop it in and it doesn't change anything, but we're told it's going to fix it. And I think that's where
it fixes the lab.
fixes the lab, but
that's
it doesn't fix my problems.
Right.
It's not a solution for
me,
especially long term.
Right.
So I stayed on that synthetic for many years until I heard doctors saying, the right kind of doctors for me, saying, that's you need to get off of that.
Right.
It's terrible for you. And I was like, why?
Right.
And then I went and got some more lab works done, and I started like learning myself. This is why I love having you on. Mm-hmm. This is why I love coming up soon. We're going to have Wellness Wednesday so that we will be equipped and learn more
that's
about
right.
this. And I just think that we are not educated enough.
Correct.
That's why it's so important to connect with people like you, Dr. Terry, that you can help educate us on why it's so important.
Yeah.
Talk to me more about the thyroid and maybe the difference even between if somebody's on synthetic and trying to get off of that.
So the synthetic thyroid, which is the generic, is levothyroxine. So that's the generic. That came out in about the 70s as well, a couple of decades after the ultra-sensitive thyroid-stimulating hormone test came out. But before that drug came on market, all we used was what we call desiccated thyroid.
Okay.
And that's a combination of T4 and T3 in the exact ratios that the thyroid makes. So the thyroid secretes about 80% T4 and about 20% of T3.
Okay.
That T4, though, has to convert to the active T3 to do the work. And that's important. There's a specific enzyme called deiodinase-1 that causes that conversion.
Okay.
But here's the things that decrease deiodinase-1. Stress, inflammation, diabetes, heart disease, chronic pain, a plethora of things that happen to us in our everyday life that will stop that. Taking synthetic thyroid also blocks deiodinase-1. So all of that thyroid that either your body's making or you're taking in a synthetic T4 is not able to convert well to T3. And that's why people have good labs, but they still feel like everything's low, and it's because their T3 is low. And most clinicians, and it's not their fault. I don't want to come across as, you know, we're, you know, speaking poorly of physicians who work really hard and get through medical school and get through their training, but it's not taught in school.
Okay.
And, you know, we train clinicians across the country. We have trainings every month here in this area. And every single time they finish, they're like, I have to relearn thyroid. I have to just unlearn everything I just learned, you know, because we present all this really good clinical data. And that really is the biggest problem is people aren't looking at the right things, and then they're plotting people in this bell curve. That really isn't optimal. The other thing about that free T3 number, let's say for people in our age group, the top end of the bell curve is 4.5. Well, do you know what the top end of a bell curve of an 18-year-old is?
No.
7.4.
Wow. Okay.
I want to be where I was when I was 18.
Yes, me too.
I don't know about you,
I had all the
energy and everything. So it's just a lot of information that is just, it's just not taught. And then, of course, you know, the pharmaceutical reps that push the drugs, and that's kind of where we get our education. So clinicians really have to, you know, go get educated. But like I said this on one of our breaks, you know, it's really patients that are driving clinicians to get educated. Because patients are going, look, I don't feel good. I'm still depressed and, you know, moody. Depression, the psychiatric world has used thyroid for depression for decades and decades at very high doses, too.
Really?
Because it plays such a huge role in the brain.
Yeah. My goodness. So tell me, what are some of the symptoms of a low thyroid?
The obvious symptoms are I can't lose weight. I have cold hands and feet. My eyebrows are thinning. My hair is thinning. My skin is dry, right?
All the things I was going through.
But the more, and then, of course, constipation and GI issues. But the more, you know, insidious ones are that are just kind of pretty vague are fatigue, depression, even anxiety. Those are big ones. Heart palpitations.
Goodness.
The heart is the only, the heart cells, the muscle cells are the only cells that don't convert T4 to T3. So they're dependent on whatever T3 is in the bloodstream to work well. So we see people on the
below the wrong side of that bell curve, yes, have higher rates of congestive heart failure, cardiovascular disease. There were studies that were showing patients that had low free T3 syndrome is what that's called. And that's not even outside of the range. That's on the low end of the range. Had much higher rates of ICU deaths and staying on ventilators longer. And things like that. So it's just a lot of misinformation or non-information.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so what if somebody watching today has been taking synthetic thyroid for many, many years? Can they, and they're like, I want to get off of that. I'm learning today, like, it's not good. I need something better for me. First of all, I think about when you talk about the 70s, when they introduced synthetic, if something else was working, why did they introduce something new that now won't work as well? I don't understand that. And so, like, now I'm, you have some things to say about that.
I don't know if I should.
I mean, we probably all
follow money,
can read between the lines. Yeah, and if it's about money, it's really sad, because this is about our health.
Right.
This is about my life.
Right.
This is about your life. And that's why today is so important, because we're learning some things that you get to take your life back. Mm. Nobody gets to live it for you. You have one life.
That's right.
So for me, I had so many doctors saying, get off synthetic. And now that I'm on this, what is it called?
Desiccated. It's made from pig thyroid, actually.
Okay.
And it's a combination of T4 and T3. And it comes in different brands,
of course.
But you had said something, you know, previously about, you know, what if I want to get off my synthetic and get on? Okay, there's a couple of things I need to say. Number one, you have to find a practitioner that is open to prescribing desiccated thyroid.
Okay, because I wonder, would my primary care switch
Maybe your primary care would be more open to that. There's some specialty practices that are solid that the synthetic is the way.
Okay.
Even though there's plenty of data to show otherwise. So the first thing is finding a clinician that's open to listening. Like, look, I know my labs say I'm normal. Can you please get a free T3? Can we look at that? Can I get my free T3 optimized? And the only way, can I try desiccated or some sort of desiccated thyroid, like NP thyroid and Armour thyroid? You've talked about that.
Yeah.
There's a generic Armour that it works okay. So finding a clinician that's open to working with you as a patient. One of the things that I get really frustrated about is, well, my doctor said I can't do that. I'm like, well, it's your body.
Yes,
you know?
Find another doctor.
It's wrong. You know, that's what I'm saying. If you know in your gut, I mean, God puts intuition in our gut. The
yes.
Holy Spirit tells you something.
Yes.
If you have that,
yes.
No disrespect, but find a clinician
yes.
that will work with you
Absolutely.
And honor that you understand your body. That's
Absolutely.
Number one. And never stop the synthetic cold turkey and start another. You have to, and a lot of practitioners don't know this, you have to transition over. So the way we transition our patients is we have them take each one every other day for a few weeks and
wow.
just get used to the new thyroid.
Interesting.
Because a lot of patients, if you just stop the synthetic and start another one, the body kind of goes a little haywire.
In
everybody.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I actually stopped one and started another.
Yeah.
So that explains my haywire.
Right. But not everybody does that, but it's just something I've seen. So.
It could happen.
It could happen,
which is super great advice.
You want to be monitored.
Yeah, for sure. Tell me something. Do men deal with thyroid?
Yes, but not to the degree as women. Women feel thyroid more. They feel that that low end of the bell curve. Men, you know, no offense to the guys, they're not quite as in tune to their bodies as women
yes.
are, especially hormonally. So what I like to do, especially if I see a man that has a really low T3, even though he may feel pretty good, I talk about the impact on the heart. Men resonate with conversations about their ability to protect and provide for their families.
Yeah.
So when you start talking about and showing when your levels are down here, you have a much higher risk for heart disease or congestive heart failure and things like that, it kind of resonates. And so we just want to move the needle over here a little bit. But mostly it's women that feel thyroid and that low thyroid and that conversion. There's an age-related, like everything else, decline in our body's ability to convert that T4 to T3 as well. And women really feel that.
Iodine.
I love iodine.
Is it a myth or a fact that iodine really will help? If I'm taking an iodine supplement, would that also help me with my thyroid medication?
That's a great question. So the thyroid is made up of iodine.
Okay.
The medical name of T3 is tri-io. It's a long word that has iodine in it.
Okay.
I'm going to butcher it. So you need iodine to make thyroid hormone. And so in a lot of our younger patients that maybe just need a little bit of tweak in their diet and their supplements, we'll start with iodine. Also, iron levels, when your ferritin is low, you don't convert T4 to T3 well. So selenium is the number one cause of Hashimoto's thyroid, which is an autoimmune thyroid issue. And a lot of, you can really correct a lot of Hashimoto's on with just some really good thyroid supplements. So selenium, zinc, iodine together are all really good together. There was a myth that, if you have Hashimoto's, you shouldn't take iodine. Well, that's not necessarily true. It's actually you need to take iodine with selenium because selenium plays a role in those antibody formations and decreasing that body's attack on the thyroid. So iodine is also very protective to all glandular organs. So low iodine is associated with higher breast cancer risk, higher ovarian cancer risk, higher prostate cancer risk, higher thyroid risk. So all those glandular cancers. So iodine's a number one supplement that we use in our office.
Wow. Can you heal your thyroid? Can you turn it around? Or if you've been diagnosed and now you're on medication, will you always be on medication or is it possible to heal your thyroid?
Really good question. So it depends on the root cause. If the root cause was Hashimoto's and you can catch it early, there are ways you can heal your thyroid. Mm. If the root cause is a poor lifestyle and you change your diet, you change your eating, you get rid of inflammatory foods like sugar and processed foods as much as possible, like all, you can, and you supplement with the nutrients that you need. Our diet is very nutrient deficient in this country. Our soil is nutrient deficient, so even the foods, if you're eating fresh foods, tends to be nutrient deficiency just because of our mass farming practices. I talk about that in the book, too. So supplementing with the right nutrients. Now, if your thyroid deficiency is an age-related change in the conversion, you probably need a little bit of supplementation, but it's always okay to start with, unless you're really low thyroid, like even outside of that reference range.
Yes.
Then you probably need the medication. Last answer, if I start it, do I always have to be on it? It depends on why you started it and when you started it. If you're just suboptimal, you're in the lower end of the range and you're trying to get over on the right side of the bell curve, it will suppress your thyroid production until you stop taking it. And then when you stop taking it, the brain goes, oh, I need thyroid, and kicks back in.
Exactly, okay.
Right. So it's kind of, it's not a permanent thing.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely loved watching that interview again. She is so good. She's so smart. She's so knowledgeable. I feel like, honestly, every time I watch one of these health and wellness shows, I learn so much. And I almost feel like I can't capture it all in one show. So the best way that you can continue to learn, especially if you've got questions and you feel like maybe they weren't answered, is to pick up this book, Hormone Havoc by Dr. Terry Denai. It is so good and it is jam-packed with a ton of information, and I have no doubt will answer so many of your questions. So I want to make sure to get you this book. I want you to have it. I want you to know about your health. I want you to feel equipped. I want you to be able to take your health back. We all do here. We care so much about you. So I want to make sure to get you this book. With any gift that you're going to be able to give to us today, request this book and we will get it right out to you. But first, I want you to take a minute. We're talking a lot about health and in our health and taking our health back. And I know that there's a lot of people around the world that want that for themselves too and don't have the means to make that happen. Well, we have the opportunity to help them with that today. I love this campaign, Christmas Shoes and Smiles, and it goes well beyond even that. So I want you to take a moment and watch this, and I'll come back on the other side and wrap things up.
These are tough conditions. These people are living in absolute poverty. I'm sure it's hard to just provide for your family. I don't know what they have. I don't know what their need is. But I love that I don't have to figure it out. God just sends us. He sends us and he says, show up. It's what I do love about Life Outreach. For the many years that I've traveled with them around the world, wherever we see a need, we just jump in, whatever it looks like. We're thinking of kingdom-minded things. We're thinking of saving a life, but saving their very life, their soul. That's, to me, that's the gospel, what it's all about, spreading the love of Jesus Christ and sharing the good news of Jesus. You know, James and Betty started this Christmas Shoes and Smiles years ago. And I think their heart was absolutely about just showing the love of God, especially to these children all around the world. And it's so, so wonderful. The joy they feel getting something brand new. Gosh, it just can change everything for you. Oh my goodness, baby, you need these shoes. These shoes will protect their feet, will keep them from danger, keep them from infection, from injury, from hookworm, and could ultimately lead to death. This is an important need right now all around the world. So if you've given before, thank you so much. If you've never had a chance to give to this ministry, this part of it, Christmas Shoes and Smiles, then I would encourage you, make the best gift that you possibly can. We want to keep putting shoes on children all around the world. We want to do it all. It's been a great year. It's been an incredible year of ministry, whether it's been water, whether it's been food, or whether it's been shoes right here. We are so blessed to do kingdom things. And together, we are changing the lives of people all around the world. We couldn't do it without you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love Christmas Shoes and Smiles. I had the incredible opportunity to visit Central America earlier this year, and it was such a special experience for me again. Being with those precious children and praying with so many families in need means the world to me. For those who don't know, I was widowed before my husband and I could start a family, so I never got to have the chance to have children of my own. So when the Lord sends me to these outreaches all around the world, it's the children that weigh heavy on my heart. In those moments, they feel like my own, even if just for a moment. I want to wrap my arms around every single one of them and tell them everything is gonna be okay. On that trip, I got to do that in the simplest yet most profound way by giving them a pair of shoes. Seeing their faces light up, their smiles, and the joy a simple pair of shoes brought to them is incredibly moving. How could it not? It was a reminder of how small acts of love can have a huge impact. Christmas Shoes and Smiles is such a joyful and fun campaign that started so many years ago with a beautiful vision of James and Betty. It's amazing to see how still to this day we're going so strong, giving away countless pairs of shoes and planning to give away even more. Every pair represents hope and love to a child in need. But our mission goes beyond shoes. Did you know that for just $500, we can change a child's life forever through corrective surgery if they were born with cleft lip or cleft palate? It's incredible to think about the difference that that amount of money can make in the life of a little child. Our mission is focused on Jesus, healing, hope, and providing for people in need. I believe so much in this mission, and I keep showing up, and I will keep showing up to the day that Jesus takes me home. But I can't do it alone. I need your help. Would you show up with me today? Would you consider walking this journey with us to bring shoes to as many little feet as we can? Your support, your love, and your generosity can make a world of difference. Our goal is to provide 150,000 pairs of shoes. So if you can do $36, well, that would provide a pair of shoes for 10 children. 72 would provide shoes for 20. And 180 would provide a brand new pair of shoes for 50 children. But also right now, we have an incredible opportunity up and above our normal Shoes and Smiles budget. We have an opportunity right now to help build a $1.2 million surgical center in Uganda. How exciting is this? And it will help provide surgeries for children from around the world with severe neurological needs. Without these surgeries, many of these children will face death. Due to the support of a generous partner of life, $700,000. Imagine this, $700,000 has already been raised, but $500,000 is still needed today. In addition to Shoes and Smiles, will you consider an extra gift today? Maybe $1,000 or more? that we could put toward the surgical center? That would be absolutely incredible if you could. Your generous gift could help save so many lives. So please call, write, or go online right now. Let's bring joy, hope, and healing together, and let's do it today.
For almost two decades, Life's Christmas Shoes and Smiles has continued to provide shoes for impoverished children throughout the world, as well as corrective surgeries for children with cleft palate disorders. By responding today, you can help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays, and for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide shoes for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a corrective smile surgery. This year, we have an incredible opportunity to help construct a new surgical center that will provide life-saving surgeries to children suffering serious neurological conditions. This $1.2 million project is up and above Life's normal budget. But because of one generous friend for Life, only $500,000 is needed. As a thank you for your gift of support to this life-saving outreach, be sure to request the blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider an extra gift of $1,000 or more to help construct Life's new surgical center. And with this gift, you may request this beautiful bronze sculpture, a cup of water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Oh, I hope you're going online and giving the best gift that you possibly could give. Truly, you must know that it will make an enormous impact in the lives of so many people all around the world. What an incredible opportunity that God has given us to bless those that just need a little extra right now. And listen, for any gift that you're able to give today, we want to send you Dr. Denai's book, Hormone Havoc, Dispelling the Myths and Misconceptions About Hormones in Both Men and Women. Honestly, it's an important book for every one of us to have. So whatever gift that you're able to give today, we want to send this to you as our gift to you. We want you to be well. We want you to have balance in your life. We care about those things both spiritually and physically in your life. And I know that the Lord cares deeply about that stuff. We want you to be aligned with everything that God has to fulfill His greatest purpose in your life. Freedom, happiness, wholeness, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Tomorrow, star of the movie Reagan, Dennis Quaid, shares his personal faith journey and the connection it gave him to the former president.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.